producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he.
All right.
He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let's go right into Steve Quayle, the time we have left. Steve, during the break, you're just dropping incredible info on me.
Alex Jones.
Finish up that key term you didn't get to, then what the nurses and doctors are telling you, the intel you're getting, and then getting our hearts right with God. Go ahead, Steve Quayle.
Well, first of all, you know, getting our hearts right with God is the very first important thing. You know, God's word is his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The people in the pulpits better understand. I'm talking about the preachers. They better start speaking the truth and standing up for the truth, or basically they become vomited out of Jesus' mouth. That's Revelation 3:16. The word I want everybody to understand, the phrase which was given to me by the man who gave the red, blue, and green list, and I was the one that broke that story. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying it's a historic fact.
And by the way, they now admit that they have those lists.
They have those lists. He talked about curative process, and here's what I want to warn every doctor, every nurse, and every health care provider. He absolutely blew my mind then, and it still breaks my heart now, okay? But their goal is to take away the health care system to maximize the kill rate. And so that's, Alex, in my opinion, why the Center for Disease Creation is not being frank, is not being blunt, is and lawyers become the first ones that get killed. That's what's going on. Are you there?
I'm just speechless. Yeah. What should we call this video when we put it up on YouTube? Just like Insider reveals the stunning secrets of Ebola?
Yep. Or basically... the end game is, you know, you always talk about...
Ebola is the end game.
The end game, and you've talked about it, but see, the disconnect in all of us who have warned is that it's happening now. This isn't future tense. All of the breakouts that will be seen throughout the country, those are tests to test, number one, the virulency of the virus and any possible antibodies. And anybody who's got an antibody, that in effect, if anybody who survives because of the immune system, they will become an enemy, because if someone gets that, okay, let's say they go to an independent doctor or an independent microbiologist or molecular biologist, and he says, listen, this is what's working. This is why they're clamping down on even alternatives. But I want to share something. When you have these true BSL-4 level, you'll see the military out in full garb. They won't just be dressed in a respirator, a face mask, and yellow or white Tyvek. That's your giveaway. This is not a true Marburg or a true hemorrhagic fever. CCH, CHF, Crimean hemorrhagic fever and all that. That is all of the worst nightmares, including polio. And you know this, the United States government wouldn't believe that the Soviet Union developed a combination, if you will, Ebola polio. So this EV68, let me just share this with everybody, that's striking young people. Does it strike anybody, pun intended, that is aimed at a specific age group and that is so much paralysis associated with it?
Polio.
These people are monsters. And there is got to be an awareness. And if the pulpits buy the lie, the people die.
Well, the mystery illnesses that wiped out people, including three of my family members, last year and this year, the doctor said, I've never seen anything like it. It's just people are dying everywhere. But see, the real stuff they cover up, Steve, you told me you're being bombarded by medical professionals confirming with disappearances.
Yes, sir. And not only that, Alex, the bottom line is virologists and scientists, and I'm talking about guys that have enough PhDs and enough letters of science behind their name, they'd make a thermometer jealous, okay? and so that's, listen, this is life and death, okay? I talked to Alex off the air. I said, Alex, I wish people would at least have the intellectual integrity to go and check these things out and to see. Now, I want to share something else, Alex, really critical. Do I have a minute left?
We're out of time. You got to do it Thursday. Promise me you'll be back Thursday for 2 hours.
By the grace of God, I'm on the live. I'll be back.
SteveQuayle.com. Find it all there, SteveQuayle.com. Thank you, Steve. We'll see you on Thursday for 2 hours, okay?
Thanks, Alex.
Hey, tell me during the break what it is. I got to come back and tell them at least. Or I'll tell them at the end of the show. There's another guest coming up. I'm going to come right back. Hold on a second.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We had him on last week for about 20 minutes, and I wanted to get him on for a full hour today. Because this film is so important. I know that as libertarians or constitutionalists or liberty lovers, we understand that collectivism is slavery. It's a high-tech name for slavery. And that progressivism is just the current name of the scientific dictatorship or the compartmentalization of this kleptocratic society. But he has produced a new film that we are the exclusive distributor of on DVD until December 2nd. And I wanted to get him on for radio and TV listeners so that we could go through his film and actually play a lot of excerpts from it. So this will kind of be a documentary this next 50-so minutes here on air. We know that the progressive idea of history is a step-by-step progress to achieve what they believe is utopia. You hear that from the communists as well. Mao Zedong killed 80-plus million people, in his Cultural Revolution and Great Leap Forward. One-child policy was a utopian system. It creates nightmares. The Zeitgeist movement. I'm not attacking all aspects of it, but the overall, you're going to live in a plastic city and in a big dome, and a computer will tell you what you eat and what you do. That's what the British government's teaching kids right now with a video series, cartoons, called Megapolis, where you're told where you go, you're told what you do, your cars are all remote control, you're not allowed to drive your car. Time magazine says that the goal in 10 years should be no drivers driving cars. They are trying to mold the future as if they are the people that discovered fire, that they're the, or harnessed fire, or discovered the wheel, that all innovation is from them. And notice, I'm going to play this clip later, Hillary over the weekend said, businesses don't create jobs. She goes, we know that's not true now. Just like they say 2 + 2 = 5. And you're like, that's crazy. They have to overthrow reality. That's a French Revolution system. Wasn't a revolution for people. It was a revolution of oppression and tyranny. It was the Jacobins. That's what we're basically under today. They wanted to overthrow reality and common sense. It's all about them being God. So she said, businesses don't create jobs. Just like if you got a business, you didn't build that. The master planners did. Now, some master planning, if the public's involved and wants to agree to it, sure, works fine. But they mean master planning every facet of your life, and that means dumbing you down. Giving you Common Core, giving you bad food, giving you GMO, so you fit into their model and don't get too uppity. Real eugenics isn't expand and make the good-looking and smart better and then kill the dumb people. It's target and dumb down the really smart people that aren't part of the elite while dumbing down and corralling the stupid people before the final extermination. So you have to understand there's scientific dictators at their core. And then when you see all the horrible things they do and why they wreck every city they run, that's the ether in which they swim. They're vulture capitalists who aren't free market. They want to wreck societies so they have full control. Cloward and Piven writ large. Agenda 21. How being poor, how having nothing is a great idea, but the elites all live like kings. Hillary says there's too many rich people, but she's basically tax exempt. Warren Buffett, same thing. They're just the most horrible people you can imagine. The Republican leadership, the Tory leadership works with them, is part of the same ideology behind the scenes, but they have to act like they're good guys to fool the public into thinking that they're going to save us. In this election cycle, the election coming up next week is one of the most important ever, because you've got a main Tea Party insurrection that's not perfect, but is real people being targeted by the Republican and Democratic leadership who are collecting money. George Soros and others are paying money right now, along with Bill Gates to target, along with Bloomberg to target Democrats that aren't anti-family or anti-gun. Some of these old Democrats, be black, white, Hispanic, they don't care, who aren't real members of the New World Order, they're being removed. So this is a takeover. Scientific, it's been done in other countries. The globalists have organized it, and they want absolute tyranny. They want to run your life. They want to control every facet of it. They want to take, on average, more than half of what you make and then say you owe them for everything. You, a business owner, didn't hire people. I didn't start out 20 years ago on my own and have almost 50 crew members. I didn't do anything. Government did all this. If you write a book, if you write a song, government did it. If you write poetry, you didn't do it. Government did it. Everything is them. They're God. Keep the faith. Believe in them. Well, the problem is where they're taking you is hell on earth, as his film shows. So the film, everyone should order it today. Everyone should show it to friends and family. Everyone should get it and give it as a Christmas or holiday gift. Everyone should buy a copy and donate it to your library. And probably 100 people will watch it. And then you're also supporting this broadcast and Joel Gilbert. Well, we carry his other film that's shockingly powerful, Dreams of My Real Father, on Obama's true providence, and I believe it is the truth. He joins us now for the rest of the hour. We've got, I don't know, 8 clips or so that we're going to be playing here on the transmission. Number one, Utopia's definition, progressives in history is number 2, The Wizard of Oz is an allegory, number 3, socialism and human nature, number 4, number 5, illegals. Number 6, drug culture. Number 7, Islam in Detroit. And then number 8, he'll get into the effects of this on the victims of it. So, Joel, describe clip number one we're going to be going to here. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, great to be here, Alex. Clip number one, we're going to look at the definition of utopia. It's a short clip that shows how progressives believe that this idea of utopia, which was really just a fantasy, it wasn't real. It started out with Thomas More, even went back to Plato's Republic, and then Marx adopted it as his workers' paradise. And in the film, we show that modern socialists adopted this fantasy as a realistic model of today's nation state. And it's failed miserably every time.
And by the way, as I said, it's eugenics-based. Plato's the father of eugenics. And, of course, eugenics goes back to the Greeks. And he said, kill all the poor people and only let the elite breed. And then he said, no, just actually dumb them down and control them like animals. And so Plato is the master, even today, 2,400 years later, of so much that the world has seen. I wonder if Plato is proud, wherever he's at, of Mao Zedong.
Well, certainly the utopians of the modern era who murdered 100 million of their own people in peacetime, trying to mold them to fit into this perfect world, are the evidence that the entire thing was just a fantasy. It wasn't real. But progressives have taken this model and they're conducting a war on the mind, a war on humanity to force us to fit into their utopian ideology. And traditional America, the traditional family, the church, anything that's a middle-class traditional America supports reality, free market system, the Constitution. So the progressives want to destroy that, whether it's bringing over millions of illegals or bringing over people that have Ebola. They want to attack the core traditional society that will never buy into this utopian nonsense.
That's right. Let's play the clip, the utopia definition.
Progressives' main agenda is the creation of the perfect future, utopia.
Just like the president always says, we move towards making things better one little step at a time.
Everything is seen as a step along the way.
So you like my t-shirt? I got it off of eBay.
I like it, yeah.
Yeah?
That history is a continual progress. The evil fantasy of progressives that they can be as gods and recreate the world and make it a better place.
That's clip number one. Now let's go to progressives in history. Tell us about this clip, Joel.
Okay, so here we hear David Horowitz is going to talk about the progressive methodology to murder people that have ideas in their own head. He talks about how, for instance, the Cambodians murdered everybody with glasses. And you'll hear Oprah Winfrey, you'll hear a female voice, it's Oprah Winfrey, talking about what she thinks should happen to Americans in the South. Let's play it.
In Cambodia, the communists killed everyone who had glasses, because if you had glasses, you could read. You were educated. You have to do something with the people who have the bad knowledge in their head. So we're going to start with a clean slate and just create new human beings. It's a very evil idea.
In the South, there are still generations of people, and they just have to die. They just have to die.
The most evil atrocities of our time have been committed by utopians in power. They think that they are the divinity. That's why they're so dangerous. That's why they kill so many people.
It really is true. They are the ultimate bold control freaks to say what words we can use. Don't say the word bossy. Michelle Obama said she's going to tell us what to eat. And they really believe it. They tell Africans, you can't have houses and cars and air conditioning as Obama is, you know, they're like an imperial god or something. They just have no shame. Who are these people at their core?
At their core, they are profoundly misguided. And also they are profoundly egotistical and narcissistic.
That's
they
it.
They see themselves as the gods on earth. If they create a utopia on earth, they can be God. God is in heaven, reigns over heaven. So they see themselves as the divinity on earth. Now, who is the enemy of God? It's the devil. So anyone that opposes God or anyone that opposes them is evil. That's why they call Republicans racists and all these horrible names.
Worse than ISIS.
Worse than ISIS, because you're opposing the one true God on earth. This is this is what they want. And if you stand in their way, just like Obama's mentor Bill Ayers said in the 1970s, they wanted to put 50 million Americans in re-education centers.
And kill 25 million.
And kill 25 million in the Southwest if they didn't go along with this utopian society. So the scary thing is this has been tried and failed so many times. Yet today, the Democrat Party has been taken over by these radical...
That's right, and they're licking their chops for blood. At the bottom of the rabbit hole is their narcissistic wish to kill everybody. Ugh, sick.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under 70 bucks. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All loans subject to OnDeck score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply. Are you a small business owner who needs working capital? At OnDeck, we can help. We focus on your business operations and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not a credit card advance. OnDeck provides financing to hundreds of different types of businesses like restaurants, auto body shops, healthcare, and service providers. So if you've been frustrated by the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, see why so many small business owners are turning to OnDeck for the funding they need. Call now and speak with an OnDeck funding specialist. Our simple application process takes just minutes, and funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. We provided over $1 billion to businesses. So if you're a small business owner who needs financing for your business, visit us at OnDeck.com or call us at 800-325-6384. That's 800-325-6384. 800-325-6384.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. Joel Gilbert is our guest, going through clips from his new film that everyone should get. In fact, my copy's over here. There's No Place Like Utopia, a Joel Gilbert film. And it does a great job of showing the nightmare that is any type of so-called collectivism, done on a mass scale. Collectivism works great if it's totally free, voluntary, and in a village. In fact, they've written books on the subject. Even socialists have written books on the subject and say, it only seems to work when it's small and local and people, you know, vote, but bigger than groups of 100, it doesn't seem to work. It starts breaking down. That's because corruption sets in and complexity gets involved. And his film gets into that. But beyond that, with Stalin, Lenin, Hitler, Mao, all were collectivists. All were what you'd call progressives. All believe in the power of the state and centralization. They just want raw power, black uniforms, secret arrest, rape whoever they want, take whatever property they want. It is a criminal ideology of control freakdom driven by narcissistic, psychopathic, borderline personality disorder weirdness, breathing demonic life into the state, and then you're really in trouble. And it always wrecks everything in its path. It always creates desolation. Europe is collapsing. Everywhere socialism has come ends up collapsing, ruins families, ruins cultures, ruins just everything. But it gives the scum an ether to swim in. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Tell us about The Wizard of Oz, why that's the big angle in your film, and we'll play this clip.
Okay, The Wizard of Oz shows how socialism and progressivism relies on a cult of personality, like this godlike figure will take care of you and do everything for you. Mao Zedong, Che Guevara, Lenin, Stalin. They tried to create from Obama this cult of personality character, just like the Wizard of Oz. The wonderful wizard will do everything for you. And Michelle Obama was part of that in 2008, telling people how great Obama was going to make your lives better. So let's play the clip.
The Wizard of Oz begins with a tornado. It's the disorientation. Everything's topsy-turvy. That's the kind of event socialists like to create, where you feel you've lost control.
Things have gotten worse, and you can't get a handle on life.
Grown to be a nation that is afraid of everyone and everything.
Fear of one another. I am so tired of fear.
Hell! Save me! It's after me! It's gonna get me!
Well, then you land in Oz. You say, oh, we're glad you landed in Oz. We've got a wizard here. He can solve your problems.
So we need you to be courage, to show courage.
The wizard will give you real courage.
Because he's special. Barack is one of the most brilliant men you will meet in our lifetime.
This wizard knows everything. He can do great things. All you have to do is give him all your support, all your money, all your votes.
And we need you. Barack can't do this without you.
And life will be great. You get to go down the yellow brick road.
That says it all. And they know that they're formulaically following what Hitler did, what Stalin, Mao, Pol Pot, Fidel Castro, Hugo Chavez. It came out in the news, and I've been told by folks that live down there that they have to pray at school for breakfast and lunch to the government, to Hugo Chavez, and they have public TV where you pray, and you go, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Hugo Chavez's name. Thy socialist kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. These are just total whack jobs. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, well, Ronald Reagan had a great quote that the only places that socialism does work are in heaven, where they don't need it, and in hell, where it already exists. And what they do is they use this godlike figure to manipulate naive people, people that don't know better. And that's why we see today that the entire Democrat Party program is based on disinformation, fooling people with ideas that the rich people are keeping them down, that the rich people don't pay enough taxes. They make up all these stories to manipulate uneducated people. And that's the beginnings of the demise of a society. When they get enough people to follow along, they can impose this socialist hell upon them and then use the tools of state to suppress any opposition and control all of the assets of the states for themselves. We've seen it a million times.
And that's where we're headed. We're getting the police state. We're getting everything that goes along with it. And it's true. The Democratic Party has just gotten wildly radical, really communist. They use all the same lean forward, all this Marxist stuff. I mean, they mean business.
Yeah, even I saw an advertisement for a guy running for governor in Pennsylvania. His entire program was the middle class are getting screwed by the rich people, and he wants to fight for the middle and lower classes. Their ideology is a class-based society where people vote their class.
And that's why they love racism as another form of class. Let's break that down straight ahead and ask, why do so many billionaires fund this then?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed to discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Red Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Night on Bald Mountain. But for a minute, it sounded like the witch. Here, that part right there. Riding her bicycle.
I'll get you and your little dog, too.
Or the state saying, your kids belong to the state. And then it cuts to lean forward, which is a communist term. And control the future. Gain the future. Running everyone's lives, and we see where it goes. Let's say they had a great plan. They shouldn't be able to make us live by it, but they don't even have a great plan. Now, Joel's talking about this. It's what Charles Barkley came out and talked about, how he thinks that the quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks is being criticized because he's not, quote, black enough. And it's the same type of mentality where, oh, you know, that guy's doing good. He must have sold out. that's why they push racism so much, so they don't have to actually deal with real issues. Now, does that mean there isn't racism out there? Of course there is, on all sides. Does it mean that there have been evils that had to be right? Of course, but they always want to keep it on those areas because they don't want to talk about the discrimination of big mega banks getting trillions of dollars to back up derivatives through the bipartisan banker bailout that's the opposite of free market and is a transfer to the ultra-rich. So what I have found, and what Ron Paul and others have documented historically, is that ultra-rich, George Soros, Ted Turner, Hillary Clinton's worth $100 million, that's pretty super rich, Warren Buffett, the biggest recipient of the banker bailout, but he goes on TV constantly to say, you know, my secretary pays more than I do. That's not right. Well, why'd you lobby to have the laws written like that? I have almost 50 people working for me, and the way they've written the laws now, we can't write off equipment, anything, basically, now. I have to, like, pay for it in taxes. Like, a new studio is something that I could sell tomorrow. It'd be worthless tomorrow, a big InfoWars studio. Doesn't matter. Spend $500,000 on that. That's $500,000 Alex Jones made. That's why these accrual systems work. Now, that was a big globalist company. They have it all written in the Arthur Anderson type groups to certify it politically, and then like General Electric, you pay zero tax, or Google, 3% tax, and their executives are based in Luxembourg. But for somebody trying to run a small factory or somebody trying to run a media operation or somebody trying to run a restaurant, it's written where you get almost nothing. I pay over 70% in one form of taxes or another. Now, again, I don't run this place just to make money. The main goal is promote liberty and freedom and have a right to property, right to raise my children, a right to religion, right to the Second Amendment, and so many other things, and not be conquered. It's about not being a slave, having an instinct and a mind and a gut to be free. But I realize I've got to have money to be able to fight those battles and be able to have a printing press. I'm for a free press. Everybody should own one. You don't have to have money to fight on a local scale, but you've got to have it to fight on a world scale. So, yes, we fund ourselves through book sales, video sales, T-shirt sales that all promote freedom and educate and inform and fight back, and through high-quality supplements that have been shown to do amazing things for the immune system, the body, health, you name it, cutting-edge things at InfoWarsLife.com. And then they have Rolling Stone and Nightline and MSNBC and CBS News and ABC News and everybody, Media Matters, demonizing me. How dare Alex Jones sell products and fund himself? Yeah, I should just get it out of a stimulus funds. Like MSNBC got like $1 billion, their parent company. Hundreds of millions of it went to their NBC and MSNBC division. Rachel Maddow got a raise, it was reported, on your tax money. 400 and something million a year to NPR. Then they begged for money. And that's okay, because it's Rockefeller Radio. He's a good rich guy. No, they're the ultra-rich that don't want competition. That's the other part of the equation. And who want to dumb people down and make it all about, hey, I don't want to become successful and middle class or wealthy. A lot of folks become middle class and don't want to keep working hard to become wealthy. I reached that point a long time ago. Hey, I don't need more than, you know, two cars and a house and medical care and decent clothes. I don't worship things, so I don't care. Then I realized people want to take it all away from me. I need to be strong and built up to defend myself, and that's come in handy, by the way. So they want people thinking small so they can run the world. They don't want you to have dreams. They want you playing video games and watching sports and fighting with each other so they can run the world. You can't have air conditioning. You can't have a car in Africa. You can't have a house. But Obama can fly in on a giant jumbo jet with red carpets and spend $50 million a day in Secret Service. All these big rich people like Michael Moore suing states to stop paying taxes and paying almost no taxes and owning Halliburton and defense stocks. The issue is they're totally fake monsters. Al Gore buying some $8 million house right on the beach the same year he said that California by 2013 would be underwater from the melting ice caps. By the way, they're at record size. And he's never called on it. He invented the internet. He created the planet in 7 days. Just all these lies, the disdain they have for you. I'm ranting. I'm going back to Joel Gilbert and clips from the film. It's just that it's not rhetoric about how horrible they are. You know how Al Gore's dad, Senator Gore, made all his money? All his money was being the top gopher minion for Armand Hammer, who was the main Soviet liaison to the U.S. and who ran giant companies. steel mills and factories with slave labor in Russia. Al Gore is fabulously rich and hides most of his wealth. And he wants you to pay him carbon taxes to breathe while he has buses and jets and more than 10 homes. And you've got Ted Turner saying kill everybody when he's got five kids. They're the ultimate hypocrites that have decided they run our lives, the ultimate form of domination. And you sell out to them for chicken feed. Let's go to socialism and human nature and then get Joel Gilbert's take. But look, in the aggregate, if we sell 10,000, 20,000 copies of this film, that's nothing to my operation as much as it costs. For Joel, it helps him make his next film. But you need to support independent media that promotes liberty. You need to get his film and show it to friends and family. And I watched the film. I agree with about 95% of it. It doesn't matter if I disagree with some of it. What matters is overall it's showing what poison collectivism is and how dangerous it is and how it's slavery. And people are ready to learn this and know this now, especially folks that have lived under it, not the trendies. They believe that they're part of something big, and through extension, they're taking over when they're the biggest chumps. Let's go to that clip.
Socialism is all negative. It's a temptation. It can bring to anything good.
And I will raise the minimum wage. If you can't afford it, we will subsidize your care.
Man, human being, is very weak. He is vulnerable for temptations.
$4,000 tuition credit every student. You don't have to pay an income tax. You're already having a tough time.
Part of human nature belongs to devil, part to God. The part belonging to devil makes him follow socialism.
By giving them higher salaries. And I know you need that.
Whenever you hear, I'm going to cut your taxes, give you higher salaries and free health care and free everything, don't walk, run. Come in the alleyway, man. We've got something for you. And the guys are clearly thugs. Joel Gilbert, tell folks about who that gentleman was, the former KGB officer.
Yeah, that was Konstantin Preobrazhensky. He's a KGB defector, a former communist theorist. And he's throughout the film, and he tells all the reality of socialism and communism, very knowledgeable. And he explains that socialism and communism are just a fairy tale for illiterate people who are led into essentially the gulag. The end result of the Yellow Brick Road was not that Dorothy met a wonderful wizard. It's that he sent her to the witch's castle, and she was taken prisoner in the dungeon. In the communist system, the flying monkeys get you in the end. Anytime you hear someone say, I'm going to give you all these goodies, and we have the perfect formula for social change, you're going to end up in prison. Prison camp is the end result of every socialist experiment. And you're put there by these leaders who have fake lives and fake backgrounds. They're completely pathological liars. I documented in my last film, Dreams of My Real Father, that Obama's entire personal history, political and personal, is a lie. So I think by promising people all these wonderful goodies, in their mind, it's a psychological issue. They're trying to relieve themselves of the guilt on the one hand for lying about everything. On the other hand, they're bringing their personal destruction in their own life to the public sector and destroying everyone else's life.
That's right. Misery loves company. When poor folks, most of them are working so hard to know Obamacare raised payroll taxes, to have him say, you don't need to be paying income taxes. We're going to get rid of it for poor people. And then he increased it. That is so cold-blooded. I mean, it's so sick. And then a lot of poor folks, though, that are on welfare, I've run into them, they really think that if you've got a nice house and a car, and that if you have them come do a job, that somehow you're using them when you're actually creating an economy, and that it is the nouveau riche in all the studies that actually create the wealth and have the services. If they weren't there, there'd be nothing. What would you... They just don't know how economies work. It's so sad.
Well, instead of the president explaining to people, like, thank God this guy opened a business and he's employing people in the neighborhood and you can get your friend to come work there and let's support this business and everybody come and buy ice cream at this new ice cream store on the south side of Chicago. Instead, the progressive mentality is if you opened a business, you are evil. You did it on the back of someone else. It's this Marxist nonsense from the Bolshevik era that Obama was trained and indoctrinated in his entire life. But in my film, for example, I talk to people on Southside Chicago, and they're saying, you know, we make $500 a week, but the taxes are taking $200 away. So they can't even make it because of the taxation.
If you are being paid $500 a week, you should be paying no income tax. Zero. That's common sense. And until the 60s, no one was charged. It's just incredible. People say, well, how's the government run? Off all the other taxes, there's hundreds of them, and they're adding hundreds more.
Yeah. Well, they take a payroll tax. Of course, everything is taxed at a high level. But the progressive agenda is just a war on every level of society, every economic group, and especially the middle class, because they want to eliminate it. In socialist economies, they don't have a middle class. There's an elite class that runs everything and controls all the wealth, and then one big lower class. But let's look at the next clip. It's about the illegals and what they're trying to do.
¿De dónde eres usted?
Primera. El Salvador.
¿También?
México.
¿México? ¿De dónde es México?
Puebla. Guatemala.
¿Guatemala también?
Guatemala.
We're recruiting and training Latino organizers.
The integrated immigration system needs to be changed.
We will transform this nation.
We can have a new Ellis Island. You can have stations in the border states, a station in each state.
¿Qué porcentaje de gente a México quieren volver a América?
Es el 80%, el 90% de
señores. ¿Apoyo a Obama por qué?
Por el plan de salud.
¡Viva Obama!
¡Viva!
¡Viva Obama! ¡Ya está con plan de salud!
Every step of the way to make sure that we are welcoming every striving immigrant who sees America the same way we do.
¿Por qué no te quedas y trabajar en tu propio país?
Porque el problema de que no puedo quedarme en mi país es por el sistema del socialismo.
So for people that don't speak Spanish, these were, I was talking to illegals at Home Depot, and they said they left their countries because it was being destroyed by socialism. And you see Obama and his gang executing a strategy to flood America with illegals so that they can help target and destroy the middle-class America.
And when you know communist ideology and what they call the program that General Parton, the former head of the Air Force Weapons Development, three-star general, used to come on and break down with us, once they take down a country, they collapse it in socialism and bring in communism, that's the military occupation, then they use that country to, quote, target the next country with socialism and then collapse it. And that's what you show in the graphic, is the country collapsing and then the communists take over. They admit that's the plan. Cloward and Piven is just one variant that I mention a lot because people know what that plan is. It's so diabolical, and so Central and South America is collapsing under communism right now and socialism. So they run up here to get the free health care, but know that just collapsed their country.
Well, they're being used. They're being used by our socialists to destroy this country as well. The difference between today's socialist and Marxist in the Democrat Party and the Marxist from the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s is back then they would look you in the eye and say, we're going to destroy you, we're going to destroy America. Now they look you in the eye and say, we want to help poor people. And then they do the same thing.
It's children when only something like 17% are under 18. And the illegals that are coming have huge criminal records. They can get fake identities. How do you become a new person? You don't have to change your identity or anything. You just come to the U.S. and be whoever you want. Kill as many people as you want. Do whatever you want.
Well, here in California, for example, 50% of the prison population are illegals. We have the Nortes, the Sedeños, different criminal gangs. People coming over the border are not people that see America the same way we do. They're people with completely different agendas, and Obama is lying to everybody with a very evil plan to destroy middle-class America.
You're right. How long's the next clip on drug culture?
Short, 30, 40 seconds.
Yeah, let's go ahead and play that clip.
Okay.
Fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
Colorado became a proving ground for the progressives, and boy, oh boy, have they gone to town.
Is it possible to get a sample?
No.
No?
No.
How hard is it to get the card?
Well, I have these really high arches.
Yeah, let's see. Well, that's a bummer, man. That's a bummer. What a bummer.
I got to suffer with it every single day.
Yeah?
The idea of the left is if we can get these traditional ideas broken down, if people can say, well, let's smoke a little marijuana, what's the harm? Well, then the next barrier the left wants to attack is easier to attack. Well, okay, we do a little marijuana. What about a little bit of marijuana, maybe a little bit of cocaine? You've created a drug culture. And that's an easier culture to captivate, to control, and to enslave.
And that's why George Soros backs it. And to be clear, I'm against the drug war. It's another form of evil. They always bring in the crisis off of their solution. But now you basically waive your rights. I've looked into these marijuana cards and things where people are now put into the system as well, and it's just a way to control them. So I do agree with your perspective on that.
Okay, let's play the next one. It's Islam in Detroit, and I show the connection between the progressive and Islamist ideology.
All right, well, let's stay there and talk about that teaming up that you cover okay. In the film with Joel Gilbert in the final segment with our guest. We have a few more clips. We're going to also talk to Peggy Joseph. That's the last clip. Get the DVD at InfoWarsStore.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist light clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit Pro-EM-1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or Pro-EM-1.com.
Joel with us 5 minutes into Overdrive. The film is available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. There's no place like Utopia. And again, this is all nuanced. They tell the giant poor masses that they've helped create with socialism that anybody with money is bad. Well, we know that's not true, but there are corrupt rich actually pushing this. I'm not what they call an Islamophobe. I think it's wrong to go target, you know, some of these countries and overthrow them and put radical Muslims in. So I know that's actually the double game going on. But it is true that in England, especially in other areas, they're using Islamic groups to join up with the progressives and the left. And you never hear feminists criticizing radical Islam or any of that stuff, you know, to women. And then going after other people's free speech. And my big issue with a lot of what we see out of Islam is the attempts, to restrict Western freedom. And I am a Westerner. I am into freedom. I'm a libertarian. I'm a paleoconservative, you could call me, but I don't like a lot of the stuff I'm seeing going on and the attempts to shut down my free speech. And I see the left teaming up with Islam. Let's play that clip. And then we'll get Joel Gilbert.
Turning a church into a mosque. And by adding the Islamic architecture, the arches, and then the minaret, it becomes Islamic architecture. Do you live in the neighborhood?
It used to be a Catholic church. And the people left Detroit. They lost their following. So the Muslims are here now.
I'm going to stop by the American Muslim Center. It also looks like a former church, if you ask me. This is who I am.
For the Jews and for the Israelis, we will say to them the word that the time is going to come.
This is the Islamic Center, the beautiful mosque. Il Allaha il Allah. There is no God but Allah. Muhammad Rasul Allah. Muhammad is the messenger of God.
Go ahead and give us your take on that.
Yeah, that's the clip. Progressives destroyed Detroit. They emptied the city of all businesses and all people moved away. And Islam moved into Dearborn and other places in Detroit. And I went to several churches that were being converted into mosques. And a lot of people don't know today that the Obama administration is quietly approving 10 to 20,000 immigrants from Muslim countries with legal visas every month. That's why we see mosques popping up all over the country. And in Detroit specifically, they're converting churches.
Sure, and some of these are radical sects that are blowing up and burning all the churches and killing Christians. And I guess we're kind of not being progressive. We should ask them to chop our heads off, right?
Well, the Islamists and progressives both view Western capitalism, free speech, and free markets as an obstacle to taking power. Therefore, they are partners in targeting the middle class and the Western free market system because we're the obstacle to their taking power. And this is why they work together so closely, and that's why they're against America and against Israel together.
Well, again, I have criticisms of Israel as well. I try to look at all sides of this, but undoubtedly there's persecution of the Christian church and of free speech in this country with the IRS, and the feds just ruled that persecution will continue. Federal court today.
Well, it's...
Fine, chop my head off. I admit it, I'm bad.
It's just another area of targeting the great American middle class that built this country and stands for so many great principles that save the world time and again.
I want to come back in Overdrive. Some stations won't carry this, Infowars.com/show, folks. But for congruency, when we post this entire piece on the web tomorrow so people can watch it and see all the clips for radio listeners, we'll have this posted on Infowars.com tomorrow. We're also going to play the Larry Graffwald clip. He went to prison over his intel with their plans to put 50 million of us in forced labor camps and kill another 25 mil. Now, for population numbers, that'd be more like 75 million slave camps, about 40 million in the death camp. And that's currently pretty much what their plan is. They'd like to put me in a camp and, you know, stomp my brains out. And you as well, because that's what real power is all about, is them having their way, because they're God.
You are listening to
By the way, they're fascists. They might be right, the liberals and socialists.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.